The pandemic has taken a mental toll on all Montrealers, with some communities are definitely impacted more than others. Advocates from Montreal's LGBTQ plus community say they are especially worried about queer and trans youth. Imagine being a kid or young adult stuck at home where they may not be accepted for their sexuality or gender identity. And with in-person services and safe spaces all shut down during lockdown, LGBTQ plus kids and teens are really, honestly, they're suffering disproportionately from isolation and lack of in-person services. No one knows this better than my next guest. Julian Johnson is a youth services coordinator of LGBTQ plus outreach organization Project 10. Do we say Project 10 or Project DIS? I'm trying to remember that. You can set me straight, Julian. How are you?
I'm so fine, thanks. And you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for your time today. I'm trying to remember, we've spoken before, haven't we? And did I get it wrong then too? Project DIS or Project 10?
Project 10 is fine. Project DIS, we also say P10.
P10.
Like pretty frequently.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, thank you. So you run Project or P10's youth outreach program. Tell us a little bit about the kinds of services you offer to LGBTQ plus kids and teens.
Absolutely. So we offer mostly individual services and isolation breaking services. So on our groups right now are over Zoom. We host bi-weekly groups for teens 14 to 17, and then for our general age range for 14 to 25-year-olds. And our individual services are mostly run by me, and it means meeting with youth, whether that be on the phone, over social media, like messaging platforms, or over Zoom. And just kind of answering questions they have, listening to the concerns that they're bringing up, and just being there and being a supportive person. So, and then kind of referrals, so referring folks to other resources, whether they be mental health related or not.
How challenging has it been to pivot like this and to be able to continue to do what you do during the pandemic, since it's all online now?
It's been quite challenging because the main reason being that there are quite a few youth who are just kept out of the online, that just don't have access to that online world. So whether that be youth with low income, you know, youth who don't have access to Wi-Fi, whether they be living in group homes so they don't have enough privacy, or anywhere else that they may not have the privacy.
So what do you do? How do you reach them? How can you help them, Julian? That's tough.
So the main way is that we're able to reach those youth who are maybe not able to access the online world are more through the individual services. So there are ways that I can definitely find to still be able to communicate, ways that I can still communicate with folks, whether that be some of the ways that I listed before, but also kind of connecting them with people that they can actually meet with in person. You know, there are a few resources, especially ones where it means to go getting groceries or getting access to like some kind of financial support. That thankfully there are a few things, but it is quite limited and it's frustrating. And we are always working. We've been working since last March to find ways to try to connect more effectively with these youth.
I bet. And I'm sure the concerns, I'm sure the worries have skyrocketed. I mean, we already know that trans youth in particular are, you know, the suicide rate is so high in that community. Mm-hmm. It must be so hard to be doing what you're doing, Julian.
It's definitely, it is definitely difficult work. It is so rewarding and amazing when youth are having a good time or are just able to access the things that they need and are feeling good about that. But it's a lot. There's a lot of support that we need too, I would say, as staff, you know?
Yeah, I bet. I hope you're getting the support that you need as well as the support that you're giving to the youth you serve. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the issues that they may be facing?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the main issues that is coming up is definitely just like a lack of privacy, a lack of being able to even find a moment alone where they can talk, à haute voix in their voice about these issues, and just, feel like they have a moment alone, you know, like there's a lot of youth who are just living in situations where exactly there's that isolation, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they're not living with people, you know. It's just that they're living with people who are not inherently understanding their lived reality, their experiences, who are maybe choosing to be disrespectful or maybe not choosing. that's one of the main concerns for sure. It's just people being having the agency to even reach out is difficult in those situations because
I'm imagining being in a household where not only are you're not getting supported, you're not getting the support that you need, you're actually mm-hmm. being put down.
Exactly. So how are you supposed to pick up the phone and maybe feel like you can have like an hour conversation with somebody about it without maybe being interrupted? The other main concern that has been coming up is people needing access to certain clinics that are accepting specifically of trans clients. And all of those clinics are so overrun right now and are full waiting lists. And that's been a huge challenge as well.
We're speaking with Julian Johnson, Youth Service Coordinator at Project 10, which is an LGBTQ plus outreach organization. Julian, you know, today is Bell Let's Talk Day. We're trying to spark conversations. Mm-hmm. What would, if by chance, you know, a queer or trans youth is listening right now and maybe they're struggling at home, what would you like to say to them?
I would say find, if you are feeling capable of it, find any ways and any tips and tricks that will make you feel better about the situation that you are living in, whether that means being able to cut out a little time for really alone time or maybe even coming to one of our groups. Know that you are always invited. And just remember to prioritize yourself in situations, set boundaries, and really just kind of, you know, center your mental health in these situations and don't be afraid to reach out if you can.
Excellent message. And if by chance, again, like the parent of a queer or trans kid is listening right now, what would you like to say to them?
Well, the biggest support that somebody can have in their life, the most significant person that somebody can have on their side in their life is their parent. And I can never undermine the importance of that. It has just led to so much of a higher quality of life in so many people's experiences all over the 2SLGBTQ+ spectrum. So I would just say, remember to stick up for your kid, show up for your kid, and it's going to be all right. It's totally going to be all right.